I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. And self-care for yourself. I have to say for a second I was like, good. Are we a true crime podcast? Because I was like, we are a true crime podcast.
I mean, yeah, mostly.
Yeah,
mostly true crime.
Mostly. A little
with
spooky
a
here.
Few spooky things here and there.
Yeah. I mean, I would say mainly true crime, but yeah, we tell spooky things. So what'd you do this week for self-care?
For my self-care this week, I bought a miniature trampoline.
I know you're telling me about that.
It's really fun. So I had a trampoline growing up, like a big trampoline, and that was all we did all the time.
I did it by myself. My brother.
Oh, really?
My sister's like older than me, like 9 yeah. years, so she like really wasn't like living at home too much, but like I used it for cheerleading practice because nobody would do anything with me, so I'd just be chilling out there.
You're
on the trampoline.
Basically an only child.
I was an only child.
Didn't all the neighbor kids want to come over because you had a trampoline though?
Yeah, when we weren't home.
Oh, they didn't want to hang out with you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No one was close to my age.
Oh, mm-hmm. They're like older.
They were older and younger.
Mm, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, one of them thought I was cute later in life, and I said no.
You're like, no.
No, you
thought
a
I
bully.
Was
ugly.
You called me names, you bitch.
Yeah, he was really mean, and then he was like, oh. And then I like got to break his heart, and 12-year-old me was.
You're
so
like,
proud.
How about that?
How about that?
My inner child is happy. But yeah, no, so I got this like little miniature trampoline and I'm pretty stoked about it because it's super fun and it's like good cardio. It's good on my joints and it's just like,
it's just good
it's
resistance
fun.
Too. Yeah.
Like I kind of was like giggling. Like when I put it together, I was like, ooh, this is fun.
That's amazing.
And so, I did a little video today, like a rebounder workout. It was like 10 minutes and they just like showed you different moves and I was like, oh yeah, we could do that. So it was really fun.
Did you do in the basement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe,
and
I'll get one and we'll do
yeah.
them together.
And Roni was just like in his little like activity center, so he was like,
stop.
What's mama doing?
Oh,
like,
my god, he was yeah. watching you.
It was so cute.
Stop.
So we
That's
just like
really
had
cute.
Our little time together and it was really fun. And then I went for a walk with my mom and we went up this big ass fucking hill with the stroller, which is like hard to do. You have to like
Ooh, yeah.
push the stroller up the hill. And I was like, damn, I'm getting a good workout today.
And if you stop for a second, it'll roll back.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You're jacked. Look at your arms.
Thank you. Can you see the tricep? I was flexing. I'm trying to get in shape for your wedding. I'm trying to look cute for your pictures, dude.
Aren't we all?
Like,
aren't we all?
I
yeah.
can't be, you know, a beast. Next
I just
to
don't
want
to look at the pictures and be
them.
Like,
yeah,
ugh.
Same, dude.
Yeah, it's rough because I need to like not drink and it's so hard to not. So
I say as
I'm
drink.
Like drinking rosé. I thought it was funny.
Today doesn't count.
It doesn't count
day.
If it's a Sunday. Yeah, recording days.
Recording.
I wish my body felt like they're like, oh, you're recording. Never mind.
Never mind. These calories don't count. So yeah, I'm obsessed with my new little baby trampoline because it's so cute and it's so fun.
It sounds really cute.
Yeah. What'd you do?
So, last night, we had Chinese food I had a busy day yesterday.
God, I love Chinese food.
I know.
What'd
so
you get?
Good. Kung Pao chicken.
Of course.
And fried rice.
Delicious.
And then, not cashew. Sesame chicken?
Mm.
I don't know. They got an array of things. There was wontons. It was
oh my god!
So good. It was so
Dude,
good.
I love me a wonton.
Wait, which? No, I can't have wontons. Sorry. It was
the cream cheese. Egg rolls.
And fish. Because there's cream cheese and there's lobster in it, and I can't have either of those things. So, oh God, what is it? It's rolled up. It's not an egg roll. It's the, oh my God.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's going to
burn. Are we talking about the thing you can't have or the thing you
can? No, the thing I can have. It's like sushi. In a noodle container.
California roll.
I can't have fish.
California roll doesn't have fish.
Is it the like vegetarian one?
It has like cucumber and like fake crab.
Pot sticker. Oh, a pot sticker. Oh. Yeah, those are so good. Yeah, I couldn't even, like, think of the word. I was like, wonton. I love wontons. I had them before, but, like, my throat would swell up, and I would, like, not feel great.
Usually they use the fake crab for the wontons, which is, like...
I do have to ask sometimes, but a lot of the time they're like, we use real crab, you know, because they're like...
Oh, we're fancy pants Rich McGee over here.
But they, like, look around, and I'm like, it's fine if you don't. I'd prefer you don't.
Yeah, like, actually, I was asking, hoping that you didn't.
Don't tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. Tell me the truth. I need to know. I heard that song yesterday and I was like, I love Fleetwood Mac, and I forget how many good songs they have.
Dude, I love Fleetwood Mac too, but I just remembered something that was gonna be my self-care that I was actually really mad about.
What was gonna be your self-care?
Okay,
you can have two.
So remember,
it's your show.
I don't remember what episode we were talking about it, but there was like an episode where we were talking about how when I went to the Spice Girls concert at Fiddler's Green when I was 8, first concert ever.
Oh, I didn't know we were making me feel attacked again.
A shirt. And I found the same shirt on TikTok shop.
What?
But I was
stupid. Was it the Spice where it's like their faces?
It says Spice World, and it has a world, and it has all the girls being like, girl power, and they're like
the cover of the Spice World movie.
Yes.
What?
And did I was like, it? I fucking found it, and I was so excited, and I should have known because I'm stupid, but it was like $10. And I get it, and it's like the crunchiest fabric you could ever imagine.
And you had to pay for shipping, I bet, too.
No, not on TikTok shop. And then the picture is like... it's got like a yellow hue to it. And I was like, why is it so like golden?
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Yeah, I'll show you.
When we're done?
Yeah.
That's upsetting. I was like, upset. How hard is it
to make? I literally texted my mom and I was like, I found the shirt. And she was like, oh my God, yay. And then I got it and I was like, this is trash.
But how hard also, is it to make I'm a so good shirt?
To even like.
You know what, though?
It was TikTok shop.
Okay.
What was I thinking? You know, like...
what was I thinking? I've had good luck. Okay, here's the thing,
had good luck. I bought the mini trampoline on TikTok shop. I bought a few, like, pretty good things on TikTok
the
shop.
The shitty part is you kind of have to, like... It's a crapshoot. You don't know if you're going to get a good one. That makes me mad. How hard is it to make a, like...
I know!
No.
I was pissed.
Guess what? Don't buy one. Christmas is coming.
I was just thinking that because you said Fleetwood Mac and I was going to buy a Fleetwood Mac shirt, but then I didn't buy a Fleetwood Mac shirt because of the Spice Girls shirt incident.
You can still get a Fleetwood Mac shirt.
No, I'll get one, but like not on TikTok.
Don't get a girl or a Spice Girl shirt.
Yeah. What the fuck?
No, don't, because like Christmas. Pissed.
Okay, I'll show it to you and you're going to be like, what the fuck is this?
Okay, I'm, like, excited, but not, like, in an excited, like, this is fun, this is great. Like, in a, like, how bad can it be?
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, it's not cute.
No, I'm, like, on your side. I'm pissed.
You're gonna see
like,
it, and you're gonna be like, why is this scratching my skin off? Why is...
Ew, so it doesn't even feel good?
No.
It's not even, like, it's just, like, shitty
looking?
It said looking?
Vintage t-shirt. Okay, when I hear vintage t-shirt, I'm like, it's worn in. It's, like, you know...
But that's what you want.
Yeah.
Everyone likes their comfy worn-in shirts.
Yeah.
Keith was, like, getting rid of, like, a CSU one, and I was like, I'll take this, because it's, like,
you
worn in.
You should keep that. That's, like...
Well, I bought a vintage...
memorabilia.
I bought... You're gonna be like, Kim, I don't care.
I'm also, like, such a non-hoarder that I, like, throw shit away, and then later
I do that, and I'm like, I shouldn't have done that, with clothes, especially.
I did that with a Newfound Glory shirt that they had signed, and I was like, ew.
Whoops.
Didn't throw it away, but I gave it to Goodwill. And now I'm like, why didn't I keep that? I love Newfound Glory.
You could have sold it too. Like if you know.
But I love Newfound Glory. Why did I do that?
I found a vintage, so I know you don't care. I'm a huge Green Bay Packers and Broncos fan, and sports. They were in the, I know, they were in the Super Bowl together.
But were they, like, cool vintage shirts? Because yes. I do love a, like, I will admit.
It was, like, a vintage shirt you probably would have bought about the Green Bay Packers against the Broncos. And somebody tie-dyed it.
And remember, because that's, like, one of the only Super Bowls that I remember.
Yeah, and
I feel like it was 98.
It's like my
98 was a good year.
98. It was 98 because 99 was Broncos Falcons. I'm proud.
Look at me. You're sports. I just gave Kim a sports trivia
and you won.
Oh my god.
I gold star for you. I was like, "Hold
the Am I the sports one of the friend group?" I'm just kidding.
I think you're like, "I like sports more than you." I'm like, "Well, you did know." But yeah, it was a vintage Broncos Green Bay Packers shirt, and I bought it because it's, like, my two favorite teams. And honestly, like, it was worn in. It was
As it
worn.
Should be.
But it was comfy, and I love it, and I wear it all the
when
time.
It's soft.
I've gotten so, like, many comments on it. People are like, because, like, somebody custom, like, and it's not the colors of the teams, but, like, I'll wear it, and you'll be like, I'm down cute. With this. Yeah.
Because I do, like, I will admit, you know I'm not a sports girly, but I love Broncos. Old school Broncos stuff. And I do have a few
that you can't beat the blue and the orange. I'm
that
sorry.
Are old school Broncos that are, like, not the, like, Blucifer scary Bronco looking.
I
guy.
Love your Broncos.
He's
stuff.
Kind
You're
of like
cute.
He's like a little My Little Pony almost. You know?
If they had a My Little Pony Broncos. TM TM TM, we're doing it.
Oh my god, that would be so cute.
Okay, well we have
Wait,
a...
why don't they do that? Okay,
well,
we're
I just trademarked
to My
it.
Pony.
Okay, we're gonna.
We are writing
it's
a strongly worded letter to
because,
My Little Pony.
Because the little symbol could be a football.
Oh my god.
TM, TM, TM. Kim stole it and Danae stole it, and we're gonna be millionaires.
Okay. We're writing
I
to
actually really
My
want
Little
this
Pony,
shirt right
and
now.
And we're writing to the NFL.
And we're gonna be like.
We're proposing this idea. We're business women.
Oh my You're god. Welcome. You're gonna.
That would be so cute, though. I'll
so
buy the
cute.
Shit out of that.
I would buy everything.
I don't even
have.
Like sports, but I would buy the shit out of that.
Because it's so cute. And I would buy the My Little Pony. I would buy the shirt.
And I would buy a My Little Pony.
I'd buy the
hang
gloves.
In my car.
Because I feel like.
As a Bronco?
Stop it. It's getting cuter
by
the second.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, anyways.
Sorry, guys. We're Broncos fans, but we just
sorry,
decided.
We're brainstorming rich people ideas.
Yeah. We're going to be rent. All right, what are you going to tell me about this week?
So, this week, I'm telling you this crazy story about the TikTok star murders. So.
Oh, wait, no. There's this show called I Met My Murder Online, and I'm wondering if I heard this there. Because
this is very recent, so I don't know.
Like 2022 or 2023?
2020. Well, he just got sentenced this year.
Okay.
But it happened in 2021.
I know you messaged me on Friday and you're like, do you want to record Sunday also? I have a really good story. I was like, yeah.
This was, I.
Yes and yes.
Feel like I had heard a little blippet of this on TikTok.
That's what I'm thinking too. Like,
but
I don't know the details.
I didn't know all the details until I saw on Peacock, they had a documentary who fucking 50 Cent was, like, the producer of. I guess he has, like, a
The
company.
Documentary?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got a whole...
I gotta tell you, 50 Cent is, like, you know, he's kind of one you don't think of all the time because, you know, he was very big in the 2000s. But he's doing a lot
he's
these
doing
days.
Shit. Yeah.
He's doing a lot, and he's, like, doing being successful, but he's not, like, overly talkative about it, you know what
sure,
I mean, like
yeah.
he's kind of doing his own thing, so
he's
good for
being
him.
Humble he's being
I love it
successful get it 50 Cent.
He's not being disgusting and
exactly.
doing creepy stuff
true nothing
as
weird
of now.
Has come out
I mean,
about him
yeah
at least as of now
so P. Diddy would have probably like exposed him
that.
To
like we knew
did
you
anyone
know?
Really go oh my god I'm such a fan of P. Diddy
like who
I
actually
didn't.
Said that
like nobody no one. Said no one ever
said no one ever
okay
so anyways
on.
I saw on Peacock that there was the TikTok stars murders documentary and
do I need to watch this
you need to watch it
okay
I had just watched the TikTok dance thing did you watch that one?
The 7M cult
dude
yeah that
crazy.
Was well because I they have been popping up on my shit. And they look dead-eyed.
Absolutely dead-eyed.
And everyone's like, girl, escape. You don't look happy. But I think I saw their stuff before. But when the
brainwashing is so deep, like,
oh, for sure, yeah.
So anyways, I was interested immediately because I was like, there's more? Like, someone else got murdered on TikTok?
So it's not the 7M cult.
It's not the cult.
Okay.
Because I was going to ask. This is a totally different thing.
Yeah.
So I used a couple different resources. That documentary, and then I also used a businessinsider.com article by Iman Jacobs and a time.com article by Moises Mendez and CBS 8 article by Kelly
and we also Hesedal. List our I'm not resources. Gonna like tell you the
titles of this because
that's fine but away. We do list our resources because we know like no plagiarism up in here but we list our resources in our not our only notes. Instagram notes but we also have it in our show notes so
yes so we are going to 2014 we're in Okinawa, Japan.
Okay.
Which, if you don't know,
I'm in 2014. I'm 24.
I've got side bangs. It's cute. Yeah. People love it.
Do we have, was feathers in the hair a thing then?
Probably.
Yeah.
We love a mustache tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Haha. It's funny.
So embarrassing. So, anyways, Okinawa, Japan is actually a huge American Air Force base.
Okay.
So, it's a beautiful place. It's an island. It is like gorgeous, like think of like the most gorgeous tropical island you could think of. That is Okinawa.
I hope that's where we're going in October.
Right? Wouldn't that be amazing? I mean, Mexico's also amazing.
I'm
but
so excited.
It's a
clear blue waters. It's a beautiful day. Not like too hot, not sand, too cold. Just
there's a breeze. You're drinking a Mai Tai. Like fucking gorgeous.
I'm there right now.
So Ali Abulaban met Anna Macedonio in this place because Ali was stationed there. He was in the Air Force. He was doing his whatever the fuck Air Force duty things. And
Air Force duty things. Ah, yes. The Air Force duty things.
And Anna was actually originally from the Philippines, but her family was there because her dad was stationed there. So they meet because...
How old is she? Did you just
She's
tell me?
Like early 20s.
Okay.
At this point, 2014, she is 20 years old.
Okay. So she's close to our age-ish.
Yeah. She's 94. A little
younger. Yeah.
A little younger.
94 people. We don't talk to them.
Gross. Just kidding. Keith is 94. So anyways, a little bit about Anna. She was like stunning. Like literally you look at this girl and you're like, what? You are gorgeous.
There are so many she's people got, in our cases that we talk about that are just beautiful.
She is, but she's like next level. Like yeah. She's got long, luxurious hair that's like all natural.
Yeah.
She has like perfect skin. She's like kind of slender.
And she's Filipino.
And beautiful. Yeah, she is insanely gorgeous.
I have a friend named Brea and she's Filipino and she's gorgeous,
absolutely stunning. Yeah. Like she could truly be a model, you know, like she is amazingly gorgeous.
Aww.
So her friends described her as very loving and caring. She was like one of those people that would just like kind of welcome you into
huge
her friendship
heart, just and big like, heart yeah.
Yeah, and she was just a wonderful, wonderful person. Aww. Ali was in a band at the time, so he loved entertaining. He seemed
and this
to
is
be,
her boyfriend.
This is the one that she met.
Okay,
Ali,
okay.
Who was doing his Air Force stuff.
And he age wise, is there a big gap? Or?
No, he's about the same age. Okay. I didn't look up his exact age, but they're like they're comparable.
I just like to know like if there's a big age gap because sometimes that can
no that was not a factor.
Okay,
so they're
cool.
Like you know in their 20s they're
in
like
in love
they're good looking they're like let's make out. So he was in a band. He seemed to have a good head on his shoulders because he was in the military. Anna was like okay like my dad's in the military, you know, like he's kind of
I get that
together,
life
you know?
I get that life
like,
yeah
he's doing good for himself. And by all accounts, they were a very happy couple. Like they were in love. They were laughing all the time. Like things were good.
Oh, like stupid cute.
Stupid
just so
cute.
Cute.
Like stop being so fucking cute.
Knock it off, guys.
It's not going to last. Like that scene in Bridesmaids, like Kristen Wiig is the ring sales lady, and they're like, "We're so in love, we're getting engagement rings." And she's like, "Oh,
that'll change.
That's not gonna last." It's that.
I want to say that, but like, that's like sad to say to people. No, but it's hilarious.
So
sad,
but
it's
also,
like,
well, so funny. So
not wrong.
Ollie's cousin Louis, he was a very big like speaker in this documentary, who was kind of like talking on behalf of like what his account was.
Is he Filipino too?
No, Ollie is Middle Eastern.
Okay.
And his whole family obviously is Middle
Okay,
Eastern.
Okay, because I'm just like, it's like Ollie and then Louis, and I'm like, what?
I don't, maybe Louis short for something, I don't know.
Okay, I was just like, whoa.
But the last
like
name
changed.
Is Bulaban.
So that is like, yeah, that sounds
pretty
very
Middle Eastern,
yeah.
So anyways, Louis, who talked a lot in this documentary on kind of like this
he's
is
his
what
cousin
happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
he was saying that Ollie always loved performing for the family, and he really felt like Ollie was destined to be a star. Like, he loved acting, he loved dancing, he was yeah. always like,
he's just talented
doing some shit, you know.
Yeah.
And so then when, you know, well, I'll get to that later, never mind.
Okay
So in 2017, Ollie got in trouble with the military. So he and Anna had gone out.
How bad in trouble? Because there's bad. Different forms.
They got drunk, as you do when you're like in your yeah. 20s. And Ollie was a jealous person, to say the very least.
Oh.
So someone had said something that upset him, in effect of like, Anna's really beautiful. Who knows exactly what set him off? We're not sure the words, but basically in the effect of like, your girlfriend's really pretty.
If they said something like that, like, to calm down, like, but I'm sure it was probably,
I used to have
it was
a boyfriend
probably...
who was like, I always thought this was sweet. This is like the one sweet thing this man ever said. He was like, when people tell me that you're beautiful, I don't feel jealous. I feel lucky. Because I'm like,
that's
my girl.
That's what I think. Yeah. Like, and, you know, maybe they were saying it in a disrespectful way. That wasn't just, you're pretty.
Who knows? We don't know.
But, like, because if somebody's, like, you know, saying something disrespectful, I can understand
sure.
anger. But, like, if somebody's telling you, like, your girlfriend's really beautiful.
And you're, like,
and
lucky.
You go straight to anger?
Yeah.
Maybe?
So, he basically fought one of Anna's friends assaulted him. So he got
shit.
Like police charges, and the military was like,
yeah,
not cool.
We don't do that here.
We don't do that here. And so they basically kicked him out of the military, and he was kicked off of the island of Okinawa.
Oh no.
So,
so they're
he
separated.
Was discharged. He had to go home. And even though Anna's friends were kind of like, those are some red flags.
Okay, so I'm wondering, that's what I was wondering. I was like, was this the first time? But they had, I'm sure
yeah.
he was jealous person.
Exactly. So then Anna was like, no, it's fine. Like, even though he's like kind of jealous, like, I still really love him. He's a good person. Like, he has a good heart.
Okay.
And they were like, okay.
We get what you're
but
saying.
Also,
but
also, like,
yikes.
I'm not going to fucking forget this. So he is off the island, he's kicked out of the military, and he goes back home to live with his family in his home state of Virginia. And
okay.
basically he has to live with his parents. They're kind of like, what the fuck? That's like really embarrassing that you did that. But
why
whatever.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Like, they're not happy about it, but
sure.
shit happens.
I mean, I get it though.
Yeah. And around the same time, Anna's family actually ended up going back to the Philippines. So her dad had done whatever he needed to do in Okinawa, and then it was like, okay,
so
let's go back
home. So either way, they would have been separated.
Either way, they would have been separated.
Okay.
Regardless
okay.
of if he had been discharged or not.
Sure, yeah.
So,
and I'm sorry, how long did they leave after he was discharged? I'm so sorry.
This was 2017. So
okay.
they met in 2014. He got discharged in 2017. She left around the same time-ish.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just like, wait,
oh, no,
what's
you're fine.
The timeline?
So anyways, her family goes back to the Philippines, and shortly thereafter, Anna realizes she's pregnant. And
okay, yeah, so it would have to be a short time, and
mm-hmm.
it's his
and
child.
It is obviously his child, because they were exclusive. She calls him, she tells him, and he's like,
is this frowned down upon in the family?
No, no.
Okay. Okay.
At least as far as I know.
Okay, because I'm just cultures.
It didn't seem like it was, like, a huge, like, oh, no, you've disappointed us. Like, it felt like, from what the documentary portrayed and everything that I researched, it was, like, exciting.
Because she was in her 20s, so it wasn't like she was, like, a teen pregnancy. Okay, yeah.
And they were in love and whatever. And so, basically, she finds out she's pregnant. She's pregnant with a little girl. They're going to have a baby daughter. And so Ollie is like, okay, well, let's get you a visa to come to America. Like, I want to be with you. I want to raise my daughter. Yeah. And so he...
And where is he in the U.S.?
In Virginia.
Okay.
So he works on getting her a visa. He wants her to come live with him. And finally, the visa, like, cleared, or I don't know if that's the right
term. How long did it take? Because I know sometimes it can take up to 2 years.
Yeah, so the baby was 9 months old at this point.
Okay.
So she had already given birth in the Philippines. She was taking care of the baby.
Sure.
Little daughter, Amira, which is, like, the cutest name.
Stop it. That's really pretty. That's such a beautiful name.
She's 9 months old, and the visa's like, you're good to go. Come to America. So she comes to America with the baby, and she starts her life with Ollie in Virginia.
Now, All is good.
They're in love. They've got this new little family. It's precious. So in 2019, Ollie had started going viral on TikTok under the handle @JinKid. And it's Jin, like, J-I-N-N, and Kid, K-I-D-D.
Okay, so
Jin usually means in, like, Middle Eastern culture, it's like a genie or like a ghost.
Okay.
So kind of like a trickster sort of thing.
Yeah.
So he liked this little nickname, whatever.
Was Kid anything, or just, like...
I think it was just, like, Kid, as in, like, a child.
Like, the American, yeah. Okay.
And so he kind of, like, took on this persona of Jin Kid, where he would do impersonations, and he would sort of, like, make little sketch comedies, like, make little things, you know, like TikTok.
Well, little, you know, Ghost videos. Honey, he would, like, make the most hilarious, oh my weird God, I videos. Love
Ghost Honey.
Well, he didn't want to be Ghost Honey anymore. He just wants to be Tyler. And I'm like, I love you. Never. Come also, back. Like, grow you your used hair to show again. Up in my TikTok, and you made me happy.
So happy. So anyways, he would make all these videos, and it was like he started going viral. People liked what he was doing. You know, like, he, at this point, had almost 1 million followers. So, like, that's
huge. That's not small.
Yeah.
That's like massive. He had 11,000 followers. He was famous fucking AF.
In terms of social media, like, that's huge.
That's a lot. Yeah.
So he got big on a video about Skyrim. So if, like, you and I are not gamer girls, it's fine.
Skyrim, I know that's a video game. That's what I know about it.
It's a video game. And so he kind of got famous doing these, like, impersonations of the characters in Skyrim. So he was really good at, like, doing the body movements of, like, the digital characters.
Have you been seeing the guy recently who's been doing 90 sitcoms? He was, like, the beginning of 90 sitcoms. And then he did the beginning of Degrassi. And
I fucking love Degrassi.
I saved it. I'll show it to you. He is funny. I even commented on one of them. I was like, you're going to do the...
Degrassi is where I knew Drake from.
Jimmy. Yeah. He did one. I don't remember what it was. I was like, so he's going to do the beginning of blah, blah, blah and act like it's not. He's going to show us the beginning of blah, blah and act like it's. I don't remember what I said. It was really funny. A lot of people liked it. I was like, he's showing us the beginning of the show and acting like he did it. And it was definitely him wearing wigs. It's so hilarious. Fucking funny. Yeah.
So, yeah, he got big doing, like, Skyrim videos.
I mean, if you know Skyrim, kind of, that's, like, cool.
He would be, like, characters, and it was kind of, like, you could choose different outcomes, and, like, I don't know. I didn't get it, because I've never watched Skyrim. I mean, never played Skyrim, but, like...
I know a lot of people enjoyed it.
From
what I
could tell, though, from a person who's, like, a non-gamer...
Yeah.
His movements were spot on. Like... They kind of showed, like, a side-by-side of, like, the video game and him. And I was like, okay. Like, you know when people, like,
I can see
reenact,
it.
Like, Grand Theft Auto? And you're like,
because we've all seen Grand Theft Auto and we, like, know their movements. Like, when they're standing there, like, and you pick just your, like, character.
Yeah, pick your character. It's, like, that kind of thing.
And they're swinging side to side. You're like, okay.
Exactly. So he was, good at it, I guess. People were, like, obsessed with it. Even, like, Jenna Marbles, who is, like, a huge, like,
I miss her. We all miss her.
But, like,
but I really hope she's happy.
Even kind of, like, gave credit where credit is due. Like, that's amazing. She was watching the videos and she was like, this is fucking amazing. Like, this guy's legit.
If Jenna Marbles said she listened to our podcast, I'd throw up.
Oh my God. Yeah. But so she had this endorsement. Like, so people are noticing. Yeah,
people will watch videos if you endorse them.
Random people, but it's like people who are famous as well endorsing him, other content creators.
That's awesome. That shows you that he did a good job.
Exactly. And he also, like, when he impersonated people, his favorite person to do was Tony Montana from Scarface, which
say hello to my little friend.
Exactly. He was like spot on. I'll
did you watch Scarface?
I have not. It's not a genre I like.
It's not. Well, I watched it because family members had it on. I know it's like a
classic. Whatever.
No, you're fine. It's not. You're not missing out. I'm just saying, like, but you know the.
But I know what he's doing. Like, you said,
Grand Theft Auto 4. Did you ever watch Vice City?
No.
I know a lot of people. Okay, well then that was basically based on that movie. Yeah.
I remember seeing previews for it though.
Okay, my brother played it all the time, so I would always see it.
But so like in like his impersonations were really good.
Yeah.
Like I'll give him that. Although I find it kind of like embarrassing, but like that's just me.
But being an introvert. Video. Here's the deal. You and me like. We don't play video games in those movies aren't really my style either. I'm not even
talking
about
video games. I'm talking about like impersonating people and like filming yourself.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like gives me the you ache. And me don't watch those kind of movies and stuff like that. So for us, we're like embarrassing. But I'm sure some people were like, but he was wow, blowing spot on.
Up. And like there were even like SNL cast members who were like, dude, you are perfect at this. Like. This impersonation is so spot on. Like, so he had a lot of people that were like, I mean,
it's a talent being able to do like impersonations. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not downplaying it. I'm just
but there are some times where it's embarrassing and you're like,
it cringes me out.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way.
So Anna would help to film him. So she would be like, I guess in Skyrim, there's like a hand that can like choose which way you're going to go or something.
So that would be her.
She would be the hand.
Okay.
And she would be filming. And, you know,
you need to have somebody filming that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So she would help him with that. She knew that it was like his dream basically to like make it big and be famous and be an actor. So she was like,
yeah, I love that she's supporting him. Yeah. Love that.
And so they would, you know, sometimes film like different things where it's not just about him. It's like he would incorporate her into it and they would be like, our relationship, we're so in love. Which. Great.
However, I remember seeing their videos.
The hashtag no drama when they were dancing.
Yes, on the porch.
Yes.
Sorry, you said that and immediately was like, I saw that.
Yes.
Oh my God. Keep going. So, keep going. Sorry. It just popped totally, in my brain and that's what I was like.
I mean, most of us have TikTok, so we've probably come across where, some of
yes,
these videos.
They were very big on the hashtag of like no drama. Drama-free relationships.
Exactly.
And they were, and there's one. And I feel like if you are on the internet, you've seen it, where these two people are dancing on their, and they look like they're in such a fun relationship.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, dancing on the porch is definitely one of the
And they said
ones...
sometimes your hashtag drama-free relationship isn't so drama-free after all, ..
Oh. Yes, we'll get there.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, I just wanted to bring up that I just all of a sudden was like, yes, right when you said that.
So... She would kind of, like, be in the videos.
She is they a would, 10 out of 10.
10. Like, she's, like, an 11. 11.
She's beautiful. I remember seeing her. I was like,
oh, my God.
Maybe I do, like,
women. Right.
Like, she's so beautiful. And she just, like.
But you can also tell she, like, radiates.
Is kind.
This. Yeah.
It's not, like, she's
you
beautiful.
You can tell when people are shitty. You know? Mm-hmm,
and they're faking. Mm-hmm. Like. But you can just tell she's so kind and, like, just. Like
genuine.
I feel like her in that video. She's being genuine.
Absolutely. You can see the pure, like, happiness in her face.
And, like, at peace with life.
So, we all know you can put whatever you want onto Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, but it's all, you know, the things you want people to see, right?
Like, you're not posting the pictures of you crying because you gained some weight.
That's embarrassing when people do post crying videos. I'm like, oh, my God. You literally took the time to be like, hold on.
So there's this guy.
Am I in the frame? Okay, play.
So there's this video of this nurse who's like covering her face. She's like, I lost a patient today.
Right.
And then the guy comes in and he quickly puts it on a stand and he's like, yeah. And then he pretends to cry and I'm like, yeah. That's kind of what it looks like.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So anyways, we all know social media is fake as fuck.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
I'm not posting the times I'm upset.
No, you're posting the best of the best times.
Never compare yourself to people on social media, guys.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
High five. That was really exciting that we just did that.
So, we're moving on. Kay. 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Anna visited some of her friends in San Diego.
The whale's vagina.
Thank you.
I got you.
And she fell in love with it. She was like, this is perfect. Like, Virginia, I feel kind of isolated because her family's overseas. They're in the Philippines. It's
completely, I mean, they're different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Like, weather-wise, they're both warmer climates, but I think San Diego's, like, a little bit more, like, ahead of the curve.
It's so
and
nice.
Virginia's more, like, religion and, you know, gross. Like.
And also, she had friends that she knew back from Okinawa who lived in San Diego.
So that right there, you feel like your culture.
She was like, okay, my friends that I've known forever, like my family
they're
friends.
They're here.
You know, the people that are like, they're not just friends anymore. They're like your sisters.
Yeah.
They all live there. So when she went to go visit them, she was like, oh my God, it's amazing here. I don't feel so isolated anymore. Like, because his family was in Virginia. Ali's family was in Virginia. But like, she didn't really have her place. She didn't really have friends.
I can totally understand. Like, I obviously, like, I've never moved to a different country, but I do understand.
But how crazy would that be to live in a different country?
I moved to a different state, and it was really hard not having my people around
me.
I can't even imagine going to a different country with your people not around you.
Exactly. And raising a daughter.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you want them to have, like, your, you know, your traditions. So,
and
like,
to be
having
around
family
the people
friends.
That you love.
Yeah.
So, she, in her mind, she was like, oh my God, this is actually perfect.
We should
move here because, one, I'll be around my friends that I love. And two, Ali is trying to get his career
there's
to take
more
off,
opportunities
and what
there.
What better place to do it than fucking California?
Yeah, there's
like,
more
we're
opportunities.
Close to LA.
Yeah.
There's opportunities for acting gigs, like whatever. Like, let's
people
let's
love
make
him
moves.
Already. Why not be closer to where potential action can
so
happen?
It's not a hard sell. And Ollie's like, yeah, let's do it. So they move there.
Okay, I was wondering if it was gonna be a hard
no.
No, yeah.
He was like all for it. And he actually did a comedy show in LA. He was like, this is my time. Like, if we're here, like, this is my time.
Let's
to start.
Go all in.
Yeah. Like, the fame is waiting.
See, it sounds so great right now. Like, obviously, nothing is on here because it ends up great. But
right.
I'm like, oh, thank God.
I know. So he continued to get followers, like, into the millions. Like, he's got, like, 2 million followers at this point.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
He's got, you know, brand deals where he's, like, selling, you know, like, you've seen the ads on TikTok.
Yeah.
Where you're, like, your favorite content creator. And you're like, wait, is this a fucking ad?
And you're like, I do Crest White strips.
Yeah,
and
like,
I'm like,
no,
skip.
Skip.
The guy who does that, thank you, did one recently with Hulu, and I was like, what?
No.
And I was waiting. I was like, I can't
but
go
I'm also
until he
like,
says thank you.
Good for you.
Good
for
them,
money.
Though. Yeah.
Make some money doing
yeah,
what
for
you do.
Sure.
So he's getting brand deals. He's making money. He's
do you know what
noticed.
Brands he worked for? It was just brand deals.
From what the documentary was, I feel like there was like a mower or like a razor or
okay
something? I don't
okay
know.
Sorry I'm just like wait what kind of brand deals
and so he's
talking?
Like now I'm gonna you know once this starts getting a roll then I can like start getting more known
oh,
and 100%. Getting more famous
yeah
and so the bad thing about this though is that Ali became obsessed with creating content
and I've heard about that
which,
with content creators
yeah.
because that's how you stay relevant you
no,
can't
totally.
Just not
you
post
can't
for
just
a while
not post. And he did have, like, a kind of, like, media manager who would be like, okay, you have all these videos. I will post them when and where is, like, the right time
well,
kind of thing.
People have to go off of, like, the best times to post.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so he was, like, legit. Like, he had, like, a social media manager. Like, he was really, like, cranking these videos out. Because obviously the more content you put out, the more opportunities arise and the more followers people you can get.
People see you. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's a visibility game is what it really is.
Like he even got verified, which was like a huge deal. Like, you know, when they have the little blue check mark to say like, that is who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're basically famous if you have like a blue check mark, you know?
Yeah.
So around this time, Anna also started to get a large online following because she was in some of his videos, but then she would, you know, like here and there create some of her own videos. It was like,
as she should.
Yeah. It was like, she would do like cute little like outfit checks with her and her daughter, just like adorable. Which
we're doing with Ronan.
Yeah. And then like, you know, she would like get ready for a night out on the town and like show what she was wearing. Cute. Like,
so like easy breezy kind of
like,
stuff.
Yeah. Like she wasn't doing like acting kind of stuff. She was just like,
she was just like, this is my life.
Yeah. And then she would like post like what she did for her workout or like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
easy,
but it
stuff.
Wasn't like super important to her. Like she wasn't like trying to get
it
famous.
Wasn't her life like his.
Yeah, like yeah. It was for him.
Yeah.
So shit started getting bad because we already know that Ollie has,
you're not
a tendency
being talked about mysterious mavens because things are going great.
Yeah,
sorry.
He has a tendency to be a little bit jealous, but
well, that's why he got discharged, was from his jealousy.
Right. He starts to become possessive. He becomes increasingly controlling. His jealousy is kind of like reaching new heights, and he started physically.
Well, she's getting visibility because of you, bro.
Yeah, but he started, unfortunately, physically and emotionally abusing Anna. So he wouldn't allow her to go out and hang out with her friends, who was like kind of like her family unit, you know. Yeah. Like that was like, she didn't
they
have family
moved
here.
There because of her friends,
right? So that was
what
her little
fuck?
Family unit.
Yeah.
And her support. And instead of like hiding his narcissistic side of himself, which I absolutely believe he's
agree
a narcissist,
yeah,
he put their arguments on the internet.
Oh my fucking god. How embarrassing is it when you see two people arguing online?
Right. Like, but in his fucked up mind,
he was,
it's almost like he's the victim. Which is like crazy because you look at these live streams, you look at these videos, and you're like, oh no. Like, this guy's off his fucking rocker.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why he thought that it was like, like, he thought he owed something to his fans to be like, this
are you
is my
like,
real life.
I know you're like me. Like, when
it's
you see,
so embarrassing.
When you see a guy being over the top, I ultimately always side
hard
with the woman.
100%.
But I do, like, when it continues, I kind of want to see both sides. And usually
sure.
I still, and that's just like being, you know,
but
girls
the thing
supporting
about
women
these
supporting
videos
women.
Is that it's literally him, like, berating her. And just, like, calling her a bitch. He's like, this is what a whore looks
the
like.
The second
this is
you
all this
use derogatory language
of,
at them,
yeah,
I immediately am like,
but
fuck
she's
you.
Just sitting there, like,
accepting it.
Basically taking it and trying to kind of be like, no, like, that's not.
Hug her.
You know, like, she's trying to, like, keep the cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's crazy, dude. So he would often accuse her of cheating. He had it in his head that she was cheating on him because she, like, I guess they weren't having sex. And so he'd be like, someone as beautiful as you can't just, like, not have sex. Like, you're cheating
sometimes
on me.
Sometimes you go through a mode where you're just not in a mood.
Yeah,
and it's
and
not
also,
even just
if
anything.
If you're being mean to me, why would I want to have sex with you? You know, like, you're live streaming our arguments.
Men, do not
at
berate somebody and think that they owe you sex. They yeah. never owe you sex, but especially, like, if you're gonna be rude, you don't fucking, like, I'm never on the,
no.
You have to earn it.
Oh, absolutely not.
But you have to respect me and make me, like, feel
nice
respected. Yeah. Like, because I'm, like, the people are, like, you have to earn it. I'm, like, oh, God, no. But, like, you do have to make me feel wanted
yeah,
and loved.
100%.
Yeah.
So, on top of all his, like, angry rage live streams,
yeah.
Bro is doing coke. Like, a lot of coke.
Oh, my God. He'd flip his shit if
so
she even,
much
like,
coke.
Thought about it. Yeah.
And, like, to the point where he is literally on a live stream taking a little, like, not even trying to hide it. Like, full front of the camera, taken.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah. And you we can know hear people her.
Do coke, but you're supposed to be like,
be kinda. Discreet, dude.
It's like one of those things, like the unspoken rule of you don't openly do it.
No. Yeah. And so his cousin even said in the documentary, he was like, you know, he thought he was so
untouchable,
so famous. He would literally like just openly do coke in restaurants, in movie theaters.
Oh my God.
And it's like, dude,
that's embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. So fucking and then embarrassing. Fucking embarrassing. So obviously he's got a lot of big feelings. Sure. Then he's doing coke.
Which so just his feelings accentuates are the amplified. Feelings. Yeah.
So bro's not doing
accentuates
good.
Amplified. Sorry. I do not know where the fuck my mind was with that.
So he gross. Kind of had this attitude, like, he's getting this big head, like, I have all these followers, I'm famous. He, like, thinks he's better than other people. He talked about this himself constantly. This
is
how you fuck up
being famous, is the second it goes to your head, it's like,
yeah. Mm. And Anna, her friend group is, like, very tight. It's, like, this group of girls, it's, like,
even I do like love that she did have, like, a supportive group yeah. there, I think,
but they God. Would also post things online, you know? Like, this isn't a time where they were, like, no, we're not posting shit. Like, TikTok is kind of, like, normal. It's, yeah. like, Instagram at this point. Yeah. And so they're posting things online, like, they're going out, they're partying, they're, like, going to clubs, looking all cute. And
nobody's not posting every time to a club.
That I mean. Anna and her friend group kind of like posted things. Ali was like not involved because they didn't like him. His vibe was shit. So they were never like, bring Ali into this. Because like,
I guarantee he's like, oh God, I can't go there. I'm too famous. Yeah. Far out.
And for him, he's got this like really terrible misogynistic idea in his mind that he brought Anna to the United States. She owes him for that. She's ungrateful. And basically, Anna is his property.
She's probably being horrifically abused. And absolutely. She's not all mentally there.
Absolutely.
Been there. Get so, it.
Great segue. One of Anna's yeah. dear friends, Julia, actually got a firsthand glimpse of Are the they violence. All
Filipino, too? Like, her friends?
I believe so. I don't want to... Okay. say that for sure.
Sure. But I'm just trying to figure out. I know out,
at
like,
least one of them is.
Okay. Okay.
From how she was like a girl that knew Anna from the Philippines.
Okay. And she probably had other friends too and they yeah. were just like, you're part of our family now.
Right. Okay. So Julia actually got a firsthand glimpse of the violence that Ali imparted on Anna.
Oh my God.
One day after the girls had hit the gym, they went back to Anna's apartment because they were going to pick up Amira and, like, go, you know, do whatever, get yeah, some dinner. Yeah,
her little baby.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And Ali was mad about something. Like, couldn't tell you what he was mad about. He's just pissed because he's like, where have you been? Who have you been with? Like, because his jealousy.
Clearly, these people that I'm, like, I call my family. Like, you fucking psycho.
Yeah, I'm literally at the gym with my girlfriend. Like, shut the fuck up. But he's questioning her. He's, like, going off the rails. He's probably God. Done a whole bunch of coke, so yeah, it's not helping.
So he's amplified, like you said.
And when they come into the apartment, he starts questioning Anna. He's like yelling at her, like all this bullshit. And then Julia's kind of standing there like, what the fuck, dude? And
it was probably one of those moments, like, you know, we always say, like, if they're doing this in front of people, what are they doing behind closed doors? And I'm sure he didn't exactly. even know Julia was there. So it was just like,
so oh if my he's God. Comfortable doing this in front of one of her best friends, imagine like what else he's is doing. He doing?
Yeah, imagine what he's doing when she's not
so
there.
So he grabs Anna, he dragged her into the bedroom, and he started throwing shit at her. And Julia's just like,
what the fuck do I do?
Yeah, and so yeah. finally they end up leaving. They're in the car, and Julia is like, girl, like, is this normal? Like, yeah. does he do this often? Like, I need you to tell me if he does this to you a lot, because this is not a okay. red
flag.
This is super not okay, and I'm like concerned for your safety as well as your daughter's,
as I would be too.
And Anna just kind of like brushed it off. She was like, oh yeah. he's just in a mood, like didn't want to like talk about it.
That's not a mood, baby. And girl.
Was like, he's just dramatic, like whatever, it's fine. And Julia's like, I hate that okay. she was making excuses for him. Like, this is super not normal.
Okay, cool. But, like, in the back of my mind,
Julia's thinking the same thing that you just said. If he's doing this in front of me,
what is he doing
when I'm not here? Mm-hmm. Like, that mm-hmm. is scary.
Yeah.
And so by July of 2021, Anna and Ollie's marriage was, like, it was deteriorating.
Yeah.
He tried everything he could to maintain control of the relationship. Ollie started to post...
Keyword, control.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he's posting more and more arguments on live stream. He's berating her for not having sex with him. Like, he's literally, like, trying to...
Are people on the... Sorry, I keep interrupting you. I'm just curious. Like, on the live stream, are people siding with him or are people, like...
They're, like, siding with him. Because he's pushing this narrative that she's trying to ruin his life.
If some guy was talking down to their partner on a live stream, I would be like, they need to escape you. You're sick. So...
And also, that being said, like, her friends are seeing this too.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
like,
sure.
This isn't just like his fan base, like, they're seeing it too.
Yeah,
and they're like,
course.
What is going on?
Because I'm sure they're following him because, you know, like, a lot of the time you follow your best friend's partner,
like, significant other. Yeah. And so he's just trying to push this narrative that she's a dumb whore, she's cheating on him,
but
all this
stuff.
But
how are they not
seeing
him saying these names to her? And
but
they're like,
she like won't fight back though, because in her mind,
she knows what's going to happen and it's not going to
end well.
And
she's trying to keep herself and her daughter safe.
Yeah.
So she's taking all of the brunt of this shit so that she can keep Amira safe. And so on top of, like, airing out their dirty laundry online to millions of people, he got into the habit of actually, like, recording the fights. So not all of these were posted, but he would just record them for himself.
So he could use them later on.
Exactly.
Obviously.
But it's also kind of like I said, where it's like he's trying to, like, almost be a victim. But at the same time, you watch these videos and you're like,
you're not
a
fucking victim.
Psychopath. You're being the abuser.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know.
You're being the instigator.
It's kind of giving, like, Amber Heard. Like, what are you trying to prove, you fucking psycho?
He cut off my finger, but his finger's the one missing.
Right. Like, okay.
Now, your finger's intact and his is missing.
Right. So here's a really shittery, like, abuser trick that he used.
I feel like I'm learning so many shitty abuser tricks.
So when Anna threatened to leave him,
oh no,
he got his gun out and threatened to commit suicide.
Oh,
their daughter is present.
The old commit suicide if you leave me.
I'll kill myself if you leave me. While their daughter is around. Like,
how old is she at this point? Is she, like, cognitively knowing what's...
She's very young. I feel like under 5. Like,
okay.
She's like a baby,
I feel like,
child.
2.5 and up, you kind of... Because people don't give kids credit. A lot of kids know what's going
on. They know.
And
even if they don't know, they know that the vibes are fucking bad.
Yeah.
Like, shit's not
good.
Well,
when mom and dad are yelling at each other, like, no child is like, this is normal. Like, I think even, like, toddlers are like, oh,
no. It creates, like, a sense of stress. So, anyways... He's just the worst. He's threatening to get her deported. And
it's not how it works, by
and
the
she's
way.
Just kind of like, she's just taking it because she's like, I need to, like, keep my daughter
safe. I don't
safe.
Know what the fuck to do.
Where is she going to go? She doesn't have family there. I mean, she has friends, but, like, how is she actually going to leave? You know, like, it's really a hard thing to leave an abuser when...
I
like, there's so many factors.
When people say, why didn't you leave?
There's so many
different
factors.
Moving parts that people don't understand.
It's
not
just black
you
and
leave
white.
And then everything works out.
Yeah.
You have to have a place to go. You have to have, like, your financial stability. You have to have a job.
To
and,
make
you know,
sure he's not going to, like, come after you.
And that's what drives me crazy is people are like, why didn't you leave? And it's like, why didn't you leave that kind of shitty relationship that wasn't abusive? Like,
right?
Why didn't you leave? You didn't leave for 6 months even though you knew the relationship was over?
Right.
Okay, maybe look in the fucking mirror and see, why didn't you leave?
Totally.
You know?
So, by September of 2021, now Anna is, like, 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to authorities and she's like, dude, my husband is domestically abusing me.
Good for her.
And
good for her. That's so brave.
They're kind of like, well, there's no, like, bruises. There's no, like, whatever. And
calls when he kills you.
And also when they would come to their house for, like, domestic violence calls from the police, like, Ollie was a good actor. So keep in mind, he knows how to manipulate. He knows how to, like, say the right fucking things. He's like, and it's so weird because Ali literally recorded a conversation that he had with San Diego Police Department, which is, like, weird. Like,
why are you recording police? They already record it because they have body cams.
Yeah, but he's like, yeah, she's, you know, I brought her here to America and she just
doesn't appreciate me.
Basically, and he's like painting this picture of like, she just like doesn't want to be with me and like all this stuff. I don't know if
he is diagnosed sociopath or psychopath or narcissist. I'm sure he is.
Definitely.
But a lot of those people know how to talk to people. They can be like, I understand this is such a bad situation.
Yeah.
She's acting insane. I don't know what to do.
Right.
And like that would immediately, any person's like, okay, he's like, he's believable. Calm and collected. Yeah.
And so the police officer is just kind of like, I mean, like,
I don't know what to do.
What?
It seems okay.
Well, he was just kind of like, you know, there were two police officers. One talked to Ali.
Yeah.
And then one talked to Anna.
It's common that they split them up and ask what is going on.
Exactly.
And usually they give differing accounts.
Like, you know, she would prefer it if you left for the night, but like, I mean, I guess she'll allow you to stay. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I'll make it better. Like, he's just like
playing them.
He's playing them.
Yeah.
And so 100%. They're like, I guess just like let us know if like shit escalates.
Yeah.
What, we can't really do much if you both agree that like he can stay here, you know?
Because a lot of the time
they de-escalate it.
It's called then, when it's at the height of the argument, and by the time the cops get there, you know, both sides are like exhausted and over it, that they're like, whatever, he can stay the
exactly.
night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then, after Ali continues to, like, say that Anna is cheating on him, what does he do? He cheats on Anna.
Of course he does.
This motherfucker.
These are what assholes do. They I know from experience.
Yeah.
They are like, you're cheating on me. And it comes out of fucking nowhere. And you're like, what are you talking about? And they, like, give you all this proof that's not proof. They're like, you said you were going to be home at 5:30. You were home at 5:32.
Yeah. And it's like, what?
What the fuck? Yeah.
So he starts cheating on her.
With who?
Fans? It was a woman that he met in the building. Now, I don't know her name.
Apartment building?
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah. So this woman is a fucking saint. She reached out to Anna and she's like, hey girl, just want to let you know I slept with Ali. Like, he came onto me. We were flirting, whatever. He brought me back to your apartment.
I'm sure Amira was there too.
I fucking hope not. He did a whole bunch of blow and then started talking like mega shit on Anna. Like, to the point where this woman was like, I felt the need to reach out to you because I feel like you are in danger. She was like, I slept with him.
Molly,
I want
girl,
you to know
you
that.
In danger.
And two, I need you to know that he's like fucking crazy. And Anna was like, okay, like, thank you for telling me. She's like not even mad.
I know, he sucks. Because
she's so fucking over this relationship.
Yeah.
She's like,
it's
okay.
More or less finding a plan to get out. Like,
exactly.
He cheated on me. Wow, shocking.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No.
So Anna posted a video on TikTok about her marriage and how he cheated on her in their home. She knew full well.
I mean, also,
and she knew this as she posted it. She knew this, that he was going to lose his fucking mind.
Of course. Right? Yeah.
She's like, you want to play dirty games? I'll fucking play dirty games. I'll out you to all your fans and let them know what's really happening. So she posted
and I
video.
Get where she's coming from.
I get
but
it,
I'm just
but
like,
also, like, this guy's fucking nuts.
He's so unpredictable.
Well, all he
like,
cares about is his online persona. Well, like, he doesn't give a shit. So he sees this as you do, and he was furious. He was threatening her. He's, like, losing his fucking mind. He sent,
with
like,
the threats kind of at that point? Like, obviously, you would still, like,
it was
have
like,
threats.
Honestly,
wouldn't
chilling.
Wouldn't you be so...
There
over
were, like,
it.
Voice memos that they put into the documentary that he had sent her, and it was really, like, oh, my God. Like, this is
really,
really
dark, yeah.
And the fact that she's been dealing with this kind of darkness for so long is, like, no one should have to go through
How
that.
Did she do this without it coming to light.
So he's basically just like threatening her, and he's like, you know, I brought you here, and like, I'll show you how much you need me, like, and just like being fucking crazy.
Gross.
And so it was really unhinged, honestly. Like, I didn't really like listening to it, to be perfectly.
There are some recordings that you're just like,
I was like, oh my god.
I get why they include it, but you're just like,
oh, it was bad. Yeah. And so she ended up deleting the video off of Facebook. Jesus.
I knew you meant
TikTok.
Yeah.
But she packed up her shit and she took her daughter to go stay with a friend.
Good for her.
She broke up with him.
Yeah.
And he was like trying to like almost like play Mr. Nice Guy, and he's like, why don't you come and stay in the apartment and I'll like go to a hotel? And she was like, cool, yeah, I have a daughter, like, fuck you. So her and Amira went back to the San Diego apartment in mid-October of 2021. He's trying to play Mr. Nice Guy, like, yeah like, you guys can stay here. October 21st.
Look at how nice I'm being.
Yeah, yeah. Gross. Out of all the horrible shit you've done.
Yeah.
October 21st, 2021. While Anna and her daughter were out, Ollie used a copy of the key that he had made, unbeknownst to Anna, to get into the apartment building. So she had already, like, changed all the locks. He made another key so he could get in.
Okay, if she changed the locks, how did he get a key?
Because they were both on the lease and, like...
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah. So he vandalized the apartment. He installed an app on his daughter's iPad so that he could record and listen to everything that happened in the home while he
Gross.
Was not there.
Gross! Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. Like, this is next level psycho.
Yeah.
So when Anna returned home, of course, she was upset that her place was a huge mess. And she knew that Ollie had done it. Like, who the fuck else would do it?
Yeah.
You know, like,
especially when you just changed the locks.
Yeah, like, seriously?
Yeah.
So she called her friend Rayburn Barron. This was a friend of hers that, like...
Guy friend?
He's a guy friend. The whole family, like, her family of friends knew. He hung out in their social circle. He was a really nice guy. By all accounts, everyone liked him. The only person who didn't like him was Ali.
Wow, I'm so surprised.
Because at one point... Because
he had a penis.
Rayburn had said, like, you're really lucky to have, like, such a wonderful wife or something. Because he respected Anna. Like, he, like, knew that she was, like, a beautiful, bright
person. And
he had
a penis. That's
yeah,
why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, she calls her friend Rayburn. She's like, can you come help me clean this up?
I'm scared.
Like, I don't want my daughter to come home and be confused about this, like, crazy mess in our house. Like, she doesn't want to scare her daughter more than she needs to be, you know? And then she had also mentioned on the phone, she's like, I'm gonna get a restraining order against Ali today. Like, good. I'm gonna go get a restraining order, and then I need you to come over and, like, help me clean this up, because it's, like, crazy. It's
excessive.
So she then called her girlfriend, Julia, to pick up her daughter from school.
Okay.
But as Julia is, like, arriving to the school, she's, like, in the little, like, pickup line.
Mm-hmm.
She sees fucking Ali in the line before her grab Amira and, like, speed off. And she's like, what? So she's, like, confused, because her instructions from Anna were to just pick up the daughter and, like, go drop her back off while she's cleaning up the apartment, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, my God. She's calling Anna, and she's like, dude, Ali picked up Amira. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, should I be following him? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, what
on?
Do you,
like,
want?
Tell me what to do. She's calling her. She's texting her. No response. So,
I'd be panicked at that point, because I wouldn't know what the fuck to do either.
Right. While Ali is driving away, there is, like, an alert that goes out that, like, I think it was an Amber Alert that, like, he has a child that he should not have. Basically, he ends up getting arrested.
Good.
They find a gun in his car, and they take Amira into custody and give her to family. So here is what happened.
Fuck.
Okay. It's so fucked up. Okay. So upon Ali hearing Rayburn show up at the apartment to help Anna clean up.
Mm-hmm.
He is like, oh, hell no. This guy is not going to be here. That's my woman. He rushes over, drives over 90 miles an hour on from what he said. Rushes over there because he's like, who's this man in my apartment? He starts recording on his phone before he enters the building. He goes up 35 flights.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is he recording to TikTok or is he just
No, not to TikTok. This is not a live stream. This is just like he's recording on his phone. He has a gun and he bursts into the apartment. From his account, he sees Rayburn and Anna cuddling, which, like, no, they fucking weren't.
They were cleaning the fucking apartment.
Yeah, stop being a dick. And even if they were cuddling, not your business. She broke up with you.
And you told her to stay at the apartment.
Right. He bursts in there.
They weren't cuddling. They were fucking cleaning.
Yeah. He fires a whole bunch of shots.
What kind of gun? Is it a handgun or a shotgun? Okay.
And unfortunately, both Rayburn and Anna sustain gunshot wounds to the head. So
neither survive, I'm guessing.
He's fucking recording this.
Yeah.
You can hear the gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear him scream Anna's name a few times. And then according to neighbors, like Blink or Ring cameras outside of their apartment doors, you hear the gunshots, you see him come back out into the hallway. He runs up and down the hallway. He calls his mom, fully confesses, and says, oh my God, I killed Anna and I killed her friend. I shot them. You can hear this on the video. Goes back in, screams her name.
Did they play one of the Ring or Blink cameras? Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
On the documentary.
Okay.
Screams her name a couple more times. Comes back out, runs out of the building. That's when he went to pick up Amira. And that's... Then later he was arrested.
Okay, and that's where we're at right now. Okay.
So, basically, he was just, like, on a whole bunch of coke.
Did they die, or are you going to get
shot? No, they're dead. They're for sure dead, which is so sad.
Because I know some people have been shot in the head a few times, they survived.
Nope, they did not survive.
Okay.
In his own words, he said, before I could stop myself, I just fucking snapped. And my gun was in my hand, and the next thing, I'm shooting, and I can't stop. I'm just shooting. I'm like, I'm in the passenger seat of my own body. I can't stop it. And I hear Anna screaming and crying, and I don't even remember shooting Anna. I just remember running back to the front door.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. So this is all caught on tape. This is all caught on his recording. Yeah. So
even if he tried to deny it, those videos.
Exactly. When he goes to court, the question is not, did he kill them? The question is, was it premeditated?
Well, that's how they decide if it's first degree, second degree, or third degree, or manslaughter.
So after he was arrested, he confessed 5 hours after the crime. He said that social media fame made him snap, and that was the cause of his violent behavior.
2 million followers, like, calm down.
Dude, this fucking guy, dude.
I was so famous.
In the documentary, this journalist went to the jailhouse and, like, interviewed him. He talked about losing his baby. And no, he's not talking about Amira. He's talking about his TikTok career. Like, are you fucking kidding
me? He referred to his TikTok career as baby.
His baby. He apologized to fans.
I thought you were going to say he referred to losing his baby as, like, losing Anna. And I'm like, no. I mean, that's weird. Or, like, losing Amira.
No, that's losing weird, his but, like, TikTok career.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Not even his child. Or his baby mama, or this other guy he shot. Like,
oh my God, that's sick.
So he apologized to fans for not being able to make content. So sorry, guys, I'm in jail. I can't make content.
I think they're probably doing just fine.
He didn't at all once mention an apology to Anna, to his daughter, or to Rayburn. Or their families.
Or any of
those people's families. Like, what?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Sorry, guys. I can't make more content for you. Like, are you fucking delusional?
They're fine. They don't need you.
It's insane.
Why don't you apologize to the people who lost, like, a very important member? How about we apologize to them?
How about you apologize to your daughter? Not that for it's not gonna, not that it's gonna mother. Take
anything, you know, make anything but, like, better.
Apologizing for not making content? Are you good? Fucking serious?
We don't want you making content. We don't want to see your sick, disgusting ass.
Exactly. So in May of 2024, Ali Abulaban was convicted on 2 counts of first degree murder, and the jury decided it was in fact premeditated. Since he had press record on his phone, rode up the 35 floors. Like, that's a long time to be in an elevator being like, should I do this? Should I not? You know? And then proceeded to shoot.
Well, Anna I guarantee Rayburn. He thought he was going to be just fine. Like,
why I'm did sure... he bring his gun?
Yeah.
Like, he knew what he was going to do.
Yeah.
He faces a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Jesus.
You're fine.
Okay. He faces a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. And according to reporting by Kelly Hesedel from CBS 8, mm-hmm. as of June 28th, which is when they were supposed to actually...
2024?
Like, yes.
Okay, so like a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
Not even?
Not even. Ali's defense attorney requested a continuance, so we're still waiting on sentencing. Apparently... the continuance was requested by defense so that they can hire a prison expert to prepare him for prison. Like, are you kidding me?
You just need to kind of, you just go. You just go. Like, yeah. Figure it out when you're there.
But the judge agreed.
What the fuck?
To postpone the sentencing until September 6th. So I for sure will be checking on September 6th to see what the
fuck. We'll give updates for sure.
And this guy, like... he better get the full, you know, life without parole. And honestly, I hope they fuck him up in prison. Like, that sounds mean. But truly,
no, that's not mean. I do hope they fuck him person. Up.
Like, and to have, like, a prison coach. Like, what?
His daughter, for how the rest stupid. Of her life, is going to be like, I have my to live with this. My dad mom. Killed my mom.
Horrible. So even if justice is...
do we know who Amira is being watched by right
court.
Now?
She is with his family, actually.
His family, great. I mean, are they psycho. Okay?
They, but... yeah, they seem fine.
Okay.
But it's just, like, it's so sad that someone could do that to someone that they supposedly love.
Yeah.
And just, like, not even feel bad about it.
Just be like... I'm sorry, my baby, my fucking TikTok.
My TikTok career.
Like, disgusting. Ugh. Disgusting. So gross. Horrible.
So hopefully on September 6th, we hear some good news that he is going to, you know, life rot in jail prison. For the rest of his life.
Sorry, I was like yawning when I said that, but like, I hope he gets life.
He better. I hope there's no weird I just hope his daughter is... shit.
You know, in a stable household and, like, here's the good about her mom.
Totally. Yeah. I hope so, too. So, that's the crazy TikTok stars
oh
murder.
Oh, my God. That's so murders. Gross.
And it sucks, too. Like, I didn't really get to talk too much about Rayburn, but, like, everyone said that he was, like, such a nice guy. Like,
well, yeah, he's going over to help his friend who's, like, getting out of a really bad situation.
Yeah,
he
genuinely
like,
wanted to help Anna. Yeah. I mean, we don't know for sure if there was, like, romance between them, but...
there wasn't, I'm sure.
Regardless, even if there was, you don't just get to kill people because you're jealous. Like, treat her better, you know?
If you're jealous, like, how are you not, like, wanting to, like, be jealous for her to have a better life? Like, it's jealous in the wrong ways. Yeah. Does that make sense?
No, it's so shitty.
Yeah.
So, that guy sucks, and I feel... horrible for Anna's family.
And I really
I
hope they get
for
some
Rayburn's family.
Peace.
This was a terrible crime that
yeah, really
should
awful.
Never have happened.
No, 100% shouldn't have happened.
Yeah,
but we'll post pictures of him and Anna, and yeah, on our Instagram, which is Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Instagram.
And if you have any stories or I don't know, commentary, literally anything, email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, we also have a TikTok and a Facebook, and both of those are just Mysterious Mavens Pod. And yeah, you can just find us literally on everything. But yeah.
All right, friends. All right. Until next time.
I'm so bummed out. I'm like, I know.
Do something kind for yourself.
Yeah, we'll hopefully be able to send some good updates to this.
Yeah, better be.
Yeah.
Until next time, self-care yourself.
All right. Okay.